Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Outside playing? Well, this is Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories, and we're going to start your new beginning. However, we better call you in, because I know the West Coast is still outside. Well, boys and girls, you've come to the right place. I know that the temperature is dropping and our eyelids are not quite there, so you've come to Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories with your mommy, daddy, or babysitter, or grandma, or grandpa, or uncle, aunt, and uncle, or poppy. You've come to the right place because this is where it all happens. You've had a great time outside, and now you'll want to know, what do I do to get ready for bed? Well, some of you have already started thinking about what you're going to be when you get older. So, of course, you want to let everyone know so that when you go to sleep, these dreams will come into your mind. And guess what, boys and girls? They will come true. Let's hear what some boys and girls want to be. Maybe this is something that you would like to be, too.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
Before, this is Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories and with Blake Radio Network. And we're so thrilled because this is the place where you go to hear the words good night, sleep tight. And we know that when that sun comes down and when you've played with your last toy or you've swung in your last swing. Does that make any sense? I don't know. Or whether you were on the bicycle or whether you were just riding in the back of the bicycle with your mommy or daddy. Or if you were just playing with Cinnamon because you were so thrilled to see him. Well, this is the place to come so that you can be able to find out what's going on with the other boys and girls. Because now that we know you, what do? We named a few things, and I'm sure that you can name some too, what you would like to do. Well, I think that some of the boys and girls would like to hear, what do we do? There's so many things to do. Do I brush my teeth first? Or do I kiss my mom first? Or do I go get my toys? I'm not sure. So one of the things that we've done to make it so easy for you is to hear a bedtime list. Can you think of a bedtime list? Well, you know, boys and girls, I know that we have one young, very, very special young lady. She's only 4 days old, and she doesn't have to hear anything because she falls asleep on her own. And her name is Hannah Jewel. Can you say that? Hannah Jewel? She's only 4 days old, and she's so excited to be here. So excited that a lot of times she does nothing but sleep. Something that you did. And she has a very special cousin to play with, and he's 4 months old, and his name is Baby K. And we're so thrilled that he's there, because guess what Baby K was able to do? He discovered his fingers, and he doesn't just want to put just his thumb in his mouth. He wants to put his whole hand in his mouth. Is that something that you do? Well, I'm not sure, but we'll certainly find out. But we're so thrilled that you're joining us, and we're going to make bedtime just so much fun that maybe, just maybe, may be going to sleep. But because we said there's so many things to do, getting your favorite toy, getting your favorite PJ or pajamas, getting your water, giving your mommy and daddy a hug. Well, what order do we go in? Well, I have a song that I think that you'll like, and it's called The Bedtime List. And here we go. For the friends that already know, you can sing along. And then for the friends who this is going to be their first time, well, you'll hear The Bedtime List. Now, we also don't want to forget the number that you can call in if you want to say something to someone. It's 914-338-0695. Here's The Bedtime List.
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep, so what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
You have missed.
quite a list, boys and girls, and that's why we had to play the song, to make sure that you get everything done and that you're able to cross the list. Because when you check off things on your list, you're so happy that soon you will be finished. And that is something that you don't have to go back and do. Boys and girls, I know that you know if you're outside, the temperature is dropping. You may have to have a sweater or even a jacket to go outside. And you also had friends to play with. But we've noticed that it is a different season, because when you go outside, you're not going outside to go swimming because it is getting cold. And they've already closed the pool during Labor Day. So now that's something that we're not doing if we have to go outside. And another thing that's happening, if we're going through lists, is school is opening. So now you have to get up awfully early and put on all your clothes and go to school. Some of you, your mommy or daddy, taking you to school. And some of you are riding the bus for the first time. And that means that you are meeting new friends. What a wonderful thing to do. We also noticed that it's getting darker now. Before, when we were talking about this not too long ago, it was hard for a lot of you to go to sleep because even at 7:30, it was still light outside. It was even light at 8 o'clock. So it was kind of hard to get to sleep. Of course, if you listen to Aunt Jill's bedtime stories, you didn't have trouble at all. So the other thing that we noticed that is also happening is it's baseball season. And the baseball season is getting ready to close. And the football season is getting ready to begin. So sometimes, boys and girls, when one thing opens, another thing closes. What opens and closes? Oh, I hear Jamie. Jamie says a door opens and closes. There is Shauna. Shauna says a window can open and close. Oh, and there is Charmaine. She says you can open and close a book. Well, boys and girls, let's see what we will do today. We're going to be talking about baseball. One of the things that we'll be talking about, as well as friends. So let's hear a song that I think is pretty, is a question that some of you may have been asked by your mom and dad, especially if you're in the West Coast and it's not quite dark yet. They asked you, did you clean up your room? And I know that you said, no, or yes. Well, let's hear the song for the older ones who are not quite ready to go to bed.
Believe I clean.
And boys and girls, I know that there's times when you think, I think I did it. And you tell your mommy, it's not me. I know that I've done it. It's someone else. They messed up my bed, not me. Maybe Cinnamon messed up my bed, not me. Well, that was for the West Coast children, because we know it's 3 hours earlier and they have to answer to their mommy or daddy or babysitter or grandma or Nana or Poppy, because the room is a total mess. But for the kids all in the East Coast, they are getting ready to go to sleep so they can be able to say good night, sleep tight. Because this is a time when you can be thinking about all the things that you wanted to do but weren't sure. You can be all the things that you wanted to be because it's a good time to close your eyes and think about what should you do. But before you do that, let's make sure that we let's listen to our bedtime list, which I think that we kind of like to do that so that we can cross things off. And one of the things on our bedtime list, of course, was getting our rubber ducky. Do you know what that would mean when you get your rubber ducky? Well, we already talked about baseball, and we've already talked about, on the bedtime list, we were supposed to get in the bathtub. Maybe what we could do, don't you think we should do that, boys and girls? Maybe we should combine them together and talk about getting in the bathtub as well as talk about baseball. And there is someone named Alan Katz, who did that? Would you like to hear Take Me Out to the Bathtub by Alan Katz? I would. Here we go.
Take me out of the bathtub. Take me out of the suds. I've been here soaking since 2:30. I feel so sudsy and wrinkly too. Oh, I wash all over my body, my head, my toes in between. I used 1, 2, 3 bars of soap. Take me out, I'm clean. Take me out of the bathtub. I'm stuck here with my toys. Dump trucks and squirters I think are great, but I better take off my roller skates, 'cause each time I get up I wobble. I hold on but it's a pain. I tried 1, 2, 3 times to stand. Better get a train.
Well, boys and girls, you heard it. We were able to put both of them together because we had to do something that we both love. One was hearing about baseball games. The second thing was getting in the bathtub with our very favorite toys. And we were able to do both of them at the same time. That's one of the things that we do all the time. Put things together that we love to do. I know that Sherry loves to play dress-up, so as soon as her mommy takes off her shoes, she goes in there and puts them on her feet. And as soon as Tommy sees his daddy put down his baseball glove, he puts it on his arm. And imagine catching it in the air. So we want to make sure that we put those things together because they are something that we love to do. And since we've talked about that, the baseball, have you ever been to a baseball game with your mommy or daddy or friends or family? My first baseball game was with my grandma, and she took us to the Giants, and it was so much fun. We didn't know whether we would be able to catch a ball, but we were ready just in case it came our way. Now, you always hear them talking about when they're catching a fly ball. Does that mean they're catching flies? Well, you know, since June 19, 1846, when baseball was born, 1846. Do you know anyone that was born in 1846? Well, I don't, but baseball was born at that time. Now, on that day, it was in Hoboken, New Jersey. And I know some of you are from Hoboken, New Jersey. It was the first modern game, and they followed the rules that were set down by this athlete named Alexander Cartwright. Now, this happened in 1842, and it was in New York City. Now, he founded the first organized baseball club, and it was called the Knickerbockers Baseball Club. And in the baseball, a fly ball, which meant fly for short, is a ball that was hit up in the air. Now, to score an out, that ball must be caught by a fielder. Now, before it touches the ground, now a pop fly is a ball that nearly straight up. It usually stays in the infield. Now, the inside of the diamond formed by the four bases on the ball field. Well, now you've learned a lot about baseball, boys and girls. Are you ready to hear a song? Oh, I'm sorry, we already heard the song. But are you ready to hear a book called What Kind of Babysitter Is This? And this book is by Dolores Johnson. I certainly would be ready. Now, boys and girls, do you have the listening ears ready? Do you have that very favorite toy? Cinnamon, is he right there for you? And I want to ask also the question, have you ever had a babysitter? Well, right now, this little boy, he's had a babysitter, and I think that some of you may have had a babysitter too. But during this time is a very important time because all the baseball teams are playing for their playoffs to be able to find out who's going to play in the World Series so that we can find who is the very, very best. Well, the parents were gone, and so they were going to leave him with a babysitter. Uh-oh, they were going to the game, leaving him alone. Now, Kevin's mother was getting all dressed up to go out, and then the doorbell rang. Ding dong! Not another babysitter, cried Kevin. You said you'd take me with you next time. If you leave me tonight, I'm not going to be your friend. Have you ever said that to your mommy and daddy? Kevin, said his mother, this is Mrs. Lovely Pritchett. She'll take care of you while I'm away. Take a look at that face, that sweet little face of the babysitter. You can call me Auntie Lovely Sugar Dumpling. Mom, take me with you, yelled Kevin. So you're the little boy who doesn't like babysitters, said Auntie Lovely. Well, we're going to have such fun together. I know, boys and girls, you didn't say that to your... Don't leave me with her, please, yelled Kevin. Don't you worry about us, little mother, said the babysitter. Kevin and I will be just fine. And I think Kevin was frowning right about now. Well, I'm going to leave too, said Kevin, as he stormed through the kitchen out to the back porch. That old lady will never miss me. She'll be busy doing what babysitters do, painting her toenails, talking on the telephone, and eating the good stuff in the refrigerator. Hey, she better not eat that last piece of cake. Kevin sneaked back into the kitchen. Isn't she even going to come after me? Is that lady so dumb she doesn't even know I'm gone? From his hiding place, Kevin heard the click of a switch and then the roar of the television. So that's what she's doing. She's watching soap operas. And my mom is paying her $1 zillion to watch me. $1 zillion. That's a lot of money. Aunt Lovely started yelling and jumping up and down and clapping. She's watching my baseball game. My mom wouldn't even watch it. What kind of babysitter is this? She's supposed to be yelling at me. The babysitter started pulling things from her handbag. She put a baseball cap on her head. She laid some baseball cards on the couch, and she waved a pennant in the air. I wish you'd put that pennant down, said Kevin. I can hardly see. And it's a badger pennant. She doesn't know anything about baseball. Everybody knows that the Badgers can't win. When the ball game ended and the Badgers had won, Aunt Lovely turned off the television set. She was so busy pulling things out of her purse, it seemed she never even noticed Kevin. Oh, no, said Kevin. Here it comes now. Her telephone number, her nail polish, those kissy-kissy books that babysitters read. But Aunt Lovely pulled out a book about baseball, opened it, and began to read softly. I wish she would speak up, said Kevin. I can hardly hear her. So Kevin crawled closer, and Aunt Lovely read louder, and they read and played games and told jokes and laughed so much that they didn't even notice when Kevin's mother came home. Are you still angry with me, sweetheart? Kevin's mother asked when she came in. I really hated to leave you, but of course there'll be other times when I'll have to go out. Well, that's all right, Mom, because I got a great idea, said Kevin. Can Aunt Leslie move in with us? We can make her a bed on the couch, or she can share your room with you. This can be her home, too. But Kevin, said Mother, Aunt Lovely has her own home. Babysitters don't stay over. Mom, you don't understand. Aunt Lovely's no babysitter. She's my friend. Oh, my goodness, boys and girls. He made a friend. Has that ever happened to you? He was all upset because he did not want his babysitter to be somebody that would not be a friend. And I know how he feels because we heard a song that talks about anytime you need a friend. And that was what he wanted because his mommy was going to be gone and he wanted somebody that he could be able to talk to. But that was such a great story that he found a babysitter that was a friend, that wasn't just there just to take care of him while his mom was gone. She was there to make sure that he had fun too. And she even encouraged him.
Anytime you
anytime you need a friend, Aunt Lovey is right there. And boys and girls, on Sundays, you have another friend with Aunt Jewel. We are thrilled to be able to have you each and every Sunday to make bedtime so much easier. Well, we already read a book about what kind of babysitter is this? And we talked about baseball, the sport. What does that mean? And we also talked about what happens when you meet a friend and you get a chance to share with them. Do you know? Well, there's all different types of friends, especially when you go to school. You'll find all these different friends. And with friends, you're able to do all kinds of things with them. You might want to share cookies with them. You might want to share your pet with them. You might want to share even your dreams with them. And let's see if we might want to share our list with them. Because when we go to school, it's kind of important that we find out what do they do. Well, this book is called Frog and a Toad Together. And it's by Arnold Lobel. Arnold Lobel made a list. And this is probably some of the things that you do too. So let's just read a little bit about this to find out what kinds of things would you put on a list. Well, one morning, Todd sat in bed. I have many things to do, he said. I will write them all down on a list so that I can remember them. Is that what you do, boys and girls? Read everything on your list? And make a list so that when it comes, you can cross it off. Bill Todd wrote on a piece of paper, a list of things to do today. Then he wrote, wake up. I'm not sure you would make that your first thing. But Todd did that because he wanted to make sure that he did that. I have done that, said Todd, and he crossed it out. Then Todd wrote other things on the list. Wake up, eat breakfast, get dressed, go to Frog's house, take a walk with Frog, eat lunch, take a nap, play games with Frog, eat supper, and go to sleep. There, said Todd, now my day is all written down. He got out of bed, and we're not going to say that we should do that because we're getting ready to go to bed. So he had something to eat, then Todd crossed that out. Eat breakfast. Todd took his clothes out of the closet, and he put them on. Then he crossed out, get dressed. Did you get dressed? I think I know that some of you did get dressed because you put on your PJs. And we even had some favorite PJs. Pink? Red? Blue? Purple? Yellow? Oh my goodness, all the colors of the rainbow. So Todd put the list in his pocket. He opened the door and he walked into the morning. Then Todd was at Frog's front door. He took the list from his pocket and he crossed it out. Go to Frog's house. Todd knocked on the door. Hello, said Frog. Look at my list of things to do, said Todd. Oh, said Frog, that is very nice. Todd said, my list tells me we will go for a walk. All right, said Todd. The Frog, I'm ready. Frog and Todd went on a long walk. Then Todd took the list from his pocket again. He crossed off, take a walk with Frog. Just then, there was a strong wind. It blew the list out of Todd's hand. My goodness, boys and girls, what do you think might happen? The list is out of his hand. The list blew high in the air. Help, cried Todd. My list is blowing away. What will I do without the list? Hurry, said Frog. We will run and catch it. No, shouted Todd. I cannot do that. Why not? Because running after my list is not one of the things that I wrote on my list of things to do. Boys and girls, what do you think of that? Todd didn't want to go run after his list because it wasn't on his list. Well, Frog ran after the list. He ran over the hills and through the swamp, but the list blew on and on. At last, Frog came back to Todd. "I'm sorry," gasped Frog, "but I could not catch your list." "Blah," said Todd. "I cannot remember any one of the things that I wrote on my list. What am I going to do?" "Well, I would just sit here and think about it." Todd sat and did nothing. Frog sat with him. After a long time, Frog said, "Todd, it is getting dark, just like it's getting dark here, and just like we're getting ready for bed. We should be going to sleep now." "Go to sleep," shouted Todd. "That was the last thing on my list." Todd wrote on the ground with a stick, "Go to sleep." Then he crossed it out. "There," said Todd. "Now my day is all crossed out." "I'm glad," said Frog. Then Frog and Todd went right to sleep. That was funny, boys and girls. He didn't have the list, but he did find out what kinds of things should he do. So, have you ever lost your list or forgot what you were supposed to do, but then you remembered? Because it seems like you've done the same thing before. And I know that some of you have said, what do I do next? Do I get my clothes? Do I go on a road trip? Do I wish upon a star? Do I yawn? I think some of you are starting to yawn.
Hey, mate, you know why you go to bed at night? Because your bed won't come to you. Well, let's just sleep on it, shall we? I can't stop yawning, evening or morning. Once I start, I can't stop it. There's no one who can top it. I just open my mouth and drop it. I can't stop yawning. The music I make does not keep me awake. And I can't stop yawning.
Something to wake us up. Mexican headband. Perfect. Arriba, arriba. Whatever that means.
Yawning's contagious. Let's be courageous. Join in the yawning chorus. Nobody will ignore us.
And yawning's so easy for us.
Boys and girls, that some of you are not sleepy yet, and I know that your eyes are still wide open, and I know that Poppy is already dropped his bifocals They're already on his lap. He never stays asleep. He never stays awake to the end of the story. He always falls asleep first. Well, boys and girls, you are still awake. So that means that we have to read another story. And we want to read a story called Isaac's Zoo, because some of you will be going to school and you'll see all kinds of animals. And some of you will be going to school where you'll get a chance to take some pets. And I know that you are not quite sure, is it going to be a pet that you can be able to share? Or will your pet be able to do tricks? Well, Isaac took a pet. And I know that I gave my children a pet to take to school. But let's learn what Isaac did on the Alphabet Kids. And this is by Joyce Casey. Are you ready? Are you snuggled up in bed? Slippers are off? We're going to meet the Alphabet Kids, because there's Allegra, Elena, Isaac, Oni, and Umar, and Yay. They call themselves the Alphabet Kids, because that's where they like to hang out, at the Alphabet After School Center. In this book, there's a whole series of the Alphabet Kids, and you can go to the library, or you can go to the bookstore and get the Alphabet Kids. But we're going to see. Let's get started. But one day, Isaac couldn't wait to arrive home. That morning, his mom and dad had left for vacation, and Bubby, his grandma, had come to stay with him. Bubby, Isaac yelled as he ran up the driveway. I have a surprise for you, Bubby said. Goldfish, Isaac shouted when he saw his surprise swimming around in a circle. Thank you, Bubby, said a very happy Isaac. I've always wanted a pet, and now I have two. Having a pet is a big responsibility, cautioned Bubby. I'm sure I'll be able to take care of my goldfish once I learn what to do, said Isaac. It's easy, said Bubby. Feed them twice a day with just enough flavor to eat right away. Change the water and clean the bowl once a week. Make sure the water is not too hot and not too cold. I will, Bubby. I promise, said Isaac. Boys and girls, do you think you'll keep a promise? Well, let's find out. Then Isaac went off to Elena's house to play. Elena was playing the piano. Her cat, Coco, was curled up by her feet. Guess what, Isaac said. My Bubby gave me two pet goldfish. Goldfish aren't real pets. Rubbing Coco between the ears, Isaac wished he could rub his goldfish between the ears. So on his way home, Isaac saw Oni and Al Allegra in the playground. My Bubby gave me two pet goldfish, he said proudly. Too bad. Goldfish can't play catch like my dog Duffy, Allegra said. Too bad. Goldfish can't talk like my parrot, Polly said. Too bad, Polly squawked. Isaac wished his goldfish could talk. At least I have two pets, said Isaac, even if they don't talk. Isaac turned around and noticed that Yang had arrived. I have pets too, said Yang. You see, my mouse squeaks all night long. I have to go home now, Isaac said sadly. Isaac wasn't feeling so excited about his pet anymore. That night, Bubby cooked chicken soup with masa balls, Isaac's favorite, but Isaac didn't feel very hungry. He looked sadly at his goldfish. What's the matter? Asked Bubby. Don't you like your new pets? All of my friends have pets they can play with, a cat, a dog, a parrot, and a mouse. Sounds like a quiet A zoo. All of a sudden, Isaac chatted excitedly. A zoo! Great idea, Bubby! Can I invite my friends over to bring their pets here? Asked Isaac. Can I, Bubby? Please, please, please! It will be a lot of work, asked Bubby. What would your mom and dad say? I think they would let me, said Isaac. Although we wouldn't. He wasn't sure. Okay, for you, I'll do it, said Bubby. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It will be so much fun. But Isaac finally said, now it was Bubby who wasn't so sure. The next day after school, Bubby helped Isaac and Pine get ready for the next big day. It's so great to have grandmas because they are so helpful and have really great ideas. Tomorrow is the big day, Isaac said to his goldfish. We're going to have a zoo in our backyard. Isn't that great? The goldfish just looked back at him, blowing bubbles. Now, Isaac woke up early on to the beautiful day. After breakfast, Bubby took two long tables in the backyard. Isaac took three bowls of water on the back porch. These are for the thirsty animals, he said. I'll make some lemonade for the thirsty kids, said Bubby. Grandma always knows. Elena arrived carrying Coco. What's in your pocket? Asked Isaac. Coco's toy mouse. Elena said, hide it anywhere, and Coco can find it. She handed Isaac a wiry brush. Here's Coco brushed his deep fur nice soft. Would you like to brush Coco? Elena said. I'll brush Coco, answered Bubby. I love cats, and I'll make sure Coco won't get too close to Coco. Piece of what? Never mind, said Bubby. I'll take Coco's toy mouth, and I'll bring Coco outside. The zoo was turning out to be a great party. Isaac and Bubby could hear all sorts of things. Tell my turtle jokes. Give my hammer ride in your pocket. Get some bugs for my snake. Give my toad a bath. Sing to Missy the Mouse. Isaac's zoo was getting comfortable. Suddenly, a voice shouted, hello, hello. Polly the parrot sounded just like a person. Everyone was having a great time except for Isaac. Isaac was worried. There were so many pets in the yard. Just then the kids heard an ice cream truck. Ice cream, they all shouted, and off they ran, leaving Isaac alone in the yard with all the pets. Isaac looked around. He was surprised. He noticed that some of the cages had been left open. Boys and girls, what's going to happen? Oh no, he said out loud. Oh no. Isaac hurried to close the cages, running from one to another. The hamster was still in his cage. The toad was still in his jar. And the ants were still in the ant farm. But where was Missy the mouse? Uh-oh, thought Isaac. I better find Missy fast. This is for you. I can't find him. The kids all brought back their ice cream. Missy is missing, he had to say. Yen burst in tears. I'm sorry. His cage was left open. She has to be here somewhere. Oh, oh! Bubby screeched from the house. Oh, was her favorite yell. She didn't like something that was happening. It's a mouse, and it's under the sofa. Go catch it. Bubby had no intention of touching Missy. Got her, Isaac said. Here she is, said Isaac, handing Missy to Yang. It's been a long day, and it's time for all of you to take your pets home. And everyone had left Isaac. And Isaac said, pets are a lot of work, Bubby. They sure are, said Bubby. Of all the pets, which was your favorite? I'll show you, said Isaac. I forgot to tell you. I gave them names. Meet Goldie and Sam, he said proudly. That night, a tired Isaac climbed into bed after he gave Bubby a kiss goodnight. He glanced at Goldie and Sam. They didn't bark or squeak or meow or say good night, good night. Like Polly the parrot, they didn't do anything but silently swim around in a circle. Good night, Goldie. Good night, Sam. You're not any trouble at all. I wouldn't trade you for all the pets in the world, said Isaac, as he happily drifts off to sleep. So boys and girls, he was thinking that what he had, he wasn't pleased with. So he was thinking, maybe if I had something else, so I would like it more. So he was thinking that maybe if I switched with someone, or maybe if I asked other people, let me play with their pet, I might just like that better than my own pet. But you know, boys and girls, sometimes what you have is just fun. And that is what we learned. Isaac learned today. And guess what I'm learning? That some of you are falling asleep, and some of you are not quite there. But we're so thrilled that you are with Lake Radio Network and joined Aunt Joel's bedtime story, even though your eyes are wide awake. But I would love to play this very favorite song by Corrine Bailey Rae, Just Like a Star.
Star across my sky, just like an angel off the page. You have appeared to my life, feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. Wanted to love you, but I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all the time.
I know you don't want to go to sleep. I know you with Donna, so you can ask me. Andrew did it again. I think we have some squinty heads out there. They try to keep their eyes wide open. To make some new friends. And we're so glad that you've joined us, because that's what we like being able to do. You joining us each Sunday and letting us come into your very private time and putting me to sleep, although some of you might not quite like that. But each time we do that, it makes Mommy and Daddy happy, and you're well rested for the next day to be able to learn so many things. And we want to say again, baby Hannah Jules, Hannah Jules, thank you for coming and letting us see you, only 4 days old, and she'll be able to have a very friendly friend to play with, and that is Baby Kay. And guess what? Just like Baby Kay was able to find a friend, we are able to find things with you too. And we want to play you out with Randy Neiman, You've Got a Friend, because that's the best thing that happens when you're able to share, just like with Frog and Todd and with having an Aunt Lovie be your babysitter. So many things you can do when you have someone to share it with. And You've Got a Friend with in me, Randy Neiman, thinks the same thing. Thank you again for joining us. Radio Network.
When the road looks and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said, boy, you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've
got a friend, with Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story. Join us next Sunday on Jewel's Bedtime.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. If you got trouble, I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, we can see it through, 'cause you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend.